Lesson 1.
I sometimes go to a cafe near my home. I saw something wonderful there the other day. An elderly man was ordering a drink using sign language. To my surprise, the clerk at the counter was answering in sign language too. The clerk was a young woman, and I had a chance to talk with her afterward. I asked her how she had gained this skill. I found out that she's a student majoring in English at university. That man is a regular customer here, she explained. Since he has a hearing disability, he communicates through sign language. Because I'm studying English, I can communicate with people from various countries. So I thought it would be great to be able to communicate with that customer too. I learned some sign language from videos on the internet. I'm still a beginner, but my customer is very happy, and that makes me feel good too. I thought over what she said. All Japanese students study English at school, and many of them then study other languages at university. Of course, communicating with people from other cultures is important. However, isn't it equally important to communicate with people with special needs? I've started learning some sign language from a book I found in the library. If I see the elderly man in the cafe again, I hope I can have a simple conversation with him through signing. It's only a small thing, but a step in the right direction.